Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm ripped and I don't own clothes, presented the chat. Oh, hi. Interesting name.
I was actually going to ask you if you don't mind talking to someone that's, you know, naked.
No. I'm in a bit of a chipper mood today, to be honest. Like, I'm happy. I'm curious, though.
What are you curious about?
Well, I just think I'm always, you know, a little bit surprised by people's usernames in the UK fishing chat rooms.
Look, listen, I'm not gonna get my clothes wet, am I?
No, you're not, no.
You've got a boyfriend.
You tell me about yourself first.
Divorced. A lot of wanking in my life.
You know what, good for you. If it wasn't working out, you have made the right choice for everybody involved. Okay? Good on you.
Yeah, it was a lot of reasons, really, but I just don't think we were right for each other. You should know something, though.
What?
I don't do many one-night stands. Do you know what I mean? I like the one-on-one. You know, I like to build, like, a relationship. You know, the sex isn't good for me if it's just one night. But one thing that you do need to know about me is that I do feel the need to come every day, hence all the wanking.
Yeah, it's completely understandable.
Do you masturbate much?
Chronically.
Really hot.
I scare myself.
I just noticed something. A woman's username on here is Lick Me Where It Stinks.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you think of that then?
Lick Me Where It Stinks is actually quite funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually is, isn't it? That is funny. Lick me where it stinks.
Okay, so I've got a massive dick. I'm 6'6". I'm 200 pounds. Brown hair. Athletic body. You know, peachy ass. Here's a pic.
Jesus Christ. You're fucking gorgeous.
Send me a pic now or describe yourself.
Okay, yeah, like blonde bob, hourglass legs, hourglass face, hourglass like arms, you know, hourglass. You know what I mean.
Oh, I do. That sounds lovely.
Thank you. Thanks.
Right, we need to hurry this along now. No more chit-chat. I'm a neurologist and I've got a meeting in 30 minutes and I need to come.
Oh, okay. That's abrupt.
We can FaceTime or you send me a video of you fingering yourself. Any old shite. Don't care.
Oh, you know what? I actually do have some like sexy audio from a while ago. You know, I could send you that.
Audio? What's audio?
Yeah. Like a recording of myself talking dirty.
As long as it makes me come, I don't care.
Well, yeah, I reckon it will. Okay, let me just find it. Yeah, here we go.
Hey baby, how's it going? I wish you were here right now. I'm just laid out in my lacy kegs. Gotta be a little bit quiet because the landlord's round at the moment. He's basically fixing the combi heater. I've been leaving it on constantly because, you know, I grew up with an immersion heater, and you know, I was only allowed to put that on for like short bursts of time because it costs so much money. So now I've moved into a place with a combi heater. I was like, you know, I want hot water as much as possible. Like if I want a bath or something, like, doesn't matter what time, I should be able to put the tap on and get hot water. I think that's basic human right. Hold on one second. You shut up! Fucking crow. I've got a pet crow. Anyway. Yeah, where was I? Okay. I'm thinking of you. Sat in my lacy kegs. Just running my fingers down my body. Hold on a minute.
Can you shut up? Can you shut up? What do you want? Cream bun? Do you want a cream bun?
I don't know what to feed them. I'm not supposed to have crow pet. I'm not supposed to have crows. Oh, fucking hell. Hold on, my landlord's coming, one sec.
Okay, yeah, so have you been leaving this thing on?
Yeah.
It's an immersion heater. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I just thought...
I mean, the bill is going to be absolutely brutal.
So I've been leaving that thing on for, like, it's about 2 years?
And can I just say, like, is that a crow? Because, please, it's not to do with me, we're your letting agency, it's the landlord that's going to have a problem with that.
I'm ripped and I don't own clothes. Are you still there? What did you think of my recording? Did you listen to it? Gone a bit quiet.
Your voice is very sexy, but the crow is off-putting. Can you put it in another room?
I don't really have another room. I live in a bed.
Do another recording now. Put the crow in another room. I've not got long until my meeting, okay?
Okay, yeah, it might take me a bit of time to move the crow and set up the recording equipment.
Take your time, as long as it's hot.
Okay, sorry, yeah, I'm doing another recording. The crow, if I put it in another room, it's gonna talk even louder. I don't know if it's talking or squeaking, but whatever. It's gonna just be louder, because it's got, like, separation anxiety, because I've had it since a tiny chick. So I'm just gonna get... Sorry. I'm just gonna get in the mood. Oh. So I'm feeling my body. Sweet, sweet tits. Dragging my hand down to my genitals.
How was that one?
Do you not have another room for the crow to go in?
I could put it in the toilet, I don't know.
Put the crow in another room. My meeting's in 15
minutes.
Okay,
just give us a minute. I can sort this. Okay, is this what you want?
Are you stupid? Put the crow in another room! Put the crow in another room!
Everybody's been asking for crow stuff on Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. I love having a pet crow. It's great. It delivers me messages. It's a bit like Harry Potter with the owls and stuff. You know, I've never been into a Harry Potter chat room. Shall I go and have a look in one? Just have a have a sniff around. Might as well.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi. Hey! Yeah, we both like Harry Potter, don't we?
Yeah, OTP?
What does like OTP mean?
It means one true pairing.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, like me and you, or something.
No.
Just like we're both Harry Potter fans and yeah, we'd get on, wouldn't we?
No, and I mean in Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Like Voldemort and Harry.
What?
Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay, what? Why? What have I said?
It's controversial, not to mention gross.
All right, okay.
There are a few others who would agree with you, but it's controversial.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I need to like explain myself. Like, you know, when I'm on about like Harry and Voldemort having like a one true pairing thing, I'm thinking like, you know, they share a bond.
Yes, maybe, but Voldemort murdered Harry's parents and Harry is a child.
Okay, yeah, can you just tell me what one true pairing means? Because I reckon I've got confused.
Like your favourite ship?
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, oh my god, yeah. Like who would I want to see, like, in a relationship? In Harry Potter?
Yes. Some people then write fan fiction about their favourite ships.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, now I realise why you were so, like, freaked out by the whole Harry and Voldemort thing. Yeah, that's fucked up, isn't it?
Yes, but some creeps would agree with you.
You know what? Like, oh my god, I'm so sorry I made you think like that I wanted Voldemort and Harry to like shag each other. That's horrific.
Yeah, and Voldemort murdered his parents.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So listen, like who's the most like common pairing with Harry Potter fans? Who do people want to see together?
Ironically, Draco and Hermione, or Draco with Harry, as far as I've heard.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm understanding now, yeah? Who do you want to see together?
Sirius and Lupin.
Okay, cool.
What about you?
Let me think.
Okay.
Hmm... Yeah. Harry and Hagrid.
Ew.
Ah, have I done it wrong? I don't...
It's not as bad as before.
How am I getting it wrong? Is it because I'm like pairing kids with adults or what?
Yeah, but people do actually ship Snape and Harry. Harry and Hagrid could work as a platonic ship.
Okay, yeah, hang on. Hang on, okay. Okay, why is it okay to ship Harry and Snape, but Harry and Hagrid is fucked up?
It just doesn't work.
Why is Snape and Harry okay? Both pairings are illegal.
I don't know. Maybe Snape and Harry get together when Harry's older.
Okay. What about Harry and Hagrid get together when Harry's older?
No, it just doesn't work.
Why? What is wrong with Hagrid?
He just doesn't ship well.
Why? Does he lack sex appeal? Is it because he's too hairy?
Yes, even the worst ships don't include Hagrid.
This is devastating. What's the worst ships that people come up with then?
Bellatrix and Hermione, Dumbledore and McGonagall, Dumbledore and Umbridge, Buckbeak and Harry.
Hang on. Okay. Why can even Dumbledore get in on the action and Hagrid can't?
I don't know. Ron and Ginny is another bad one.
Ron and Ginny are brother and sister, right?
Yeah.
Why is even incest better than the mere concept of Hagrid shagging anyone at all?
It's not just about that.
What is it about then?
He just doesn't pair well with anyone. I don't know.
No one at all!
Most people don't see him like that.
You know what? There's a gap in the market. I'm going to write some fan fiction.
Do it! Not about Hagrid.
I'm going to write some fan fiction about Hagrid getting that dick sucked.
Oh no!
Consensually. What's that house elf called?
Dobby?
Okay. How old is he?
It says 30s or 50s.
Hagrid getting his dick sucked. Consensually by legally aged Dobby.
Ew.
What are your thoughts right now?
Can I read it?
Hi, this is Poppy Hillstead from the... Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat editing suite. Within the time that I made this episode and its release date of now, the bloke who plays Hagrid has died. And I don't know if I should put out a song depicting in very extreme detail of Hagrid shagging Dobby in the style of Golden Path by Chemical Brothers. So I'm going to leave it 2 weeks. So instead, let's talk to a man that's into luxury watches. Real conversations reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Where are you from?
Lincolnshire. How about you?
I just came out of the shower.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not wearing anything, lol.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Nude in the shower, hey?
What do you like?
What, in general?
Yeah.
I like some mothers do have them. I've got it on right now, actually. Did you know that Frank Spencer did all his own stunts?
I like luxury stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. Like what?
Watches.
Oh, very nice.
I have 35 watches.
Wow, 35?
12 Rado. And 9 Rolex.
That is incredible. So, do you wear all the watches at the same time?
Of course I don't!
Okay, yeah, stupid me.
Yeah, so, I lost my virginity when I was 22. Now I'm 40.
Okay. Years of experience then.
When did you lose your virginity?
Okay, I just want to know, why did you change the subject like that? You know, you could have slid into that a lot more subtly.
Sorry about that.
Right, calm down, okay? Tell me more about this luxury stuff, yeah?
Watches. Cars. And sunglasses.
Okay, yeah. Do you have more than one car?
19.
You have 19 cars?
7 Ford, 2 Hyundai, and the rest are Honda Toyota.
Wow, okay, yeah. I have a Fiat Panda. Pure gold.
That's a good car. You have very solid and bold taste.
So I want to know, where do you get all the money for this?
Business. My dad was one of the richest people in export.
Wow.
Where do you live, Poppy?
Oh, just in London. You know, I just got this, like, grotty little flat at the top of the Gherkin.
Wow. The city of romance.
Is it?
After Paris, of course. Are you married? Our vibes are matching so much.
Not married.
What luxury things do you like?
Handbags.
What brand?
Jane and Norman.
You have very nice, elegant choices. I can buy you Louis Vuitton, Prada, Gucci, anything you desire.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could never afford any of that.
Why?
I'm just from a poor family.
Ha! No one is poor from money. It's our mindset which makes us rich or poor.
I owe $2,000 to Lincolnshire County Council in housing benefit overpayment.
When my mother left, my father and I ended up as beggars due to our financial condition.
Oh God, that is genuinely awful. Like, I'm proper sorry.
But I worked hard for so long. But I worked hard for 7 years, and at the age of 13, we became one of the richest father and sons in the world. We live in luxury. We can have anything we want.
That is absolutely incredible.
There's just one problem.
And what possibly could that be?
I never found a girlfriend that didn't just want me for my money.
That is really sad.
Yep. And most of the girls I meet just run away or just give up during sex.
Okay, yeah, give up during sex. I need you to tell me what you mean by that.
Due to my dick size. It's a bit large, you see.
Right, okay, yeah. How big are we talking?
I have a very unusual size.
Maybe you could put all your 35 watches on it. You know, store them on there. Is that where you store them?
Of course not!
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay.
This is embarrassing, but it's 8.3 inches long.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And it's 3.2 inches thick.
Wow. Okay, yeah. And the balls?
They are also quite big.
So just massive all round, yeah.
I'll tell you something else, but again, it's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I bet it is, yeah.
I have to size up for my underwear.
Why?
Because of my dick size and balls.
Okay, yeah. What about the waistband, though?
Explain to me what you mean.
Yeah, if you're sizing up, right, the underwear's gonna have, yeah, more room for the dick and balls, right?
Yes.
But then the waistband, that's gonna be bigger.
I don't follow.
Yeah. So your underwear's gonna be falling down. Like, I don't know. I don't follow this.
Ah, I see.
Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yes, I get my maid to alter the waistband.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, okay. That's sorted. Well, I'm really glad that you're able to open up to me and talk about this, even though it's really embarrassing for you.
Would you like to hear a story about the first time I had sex?
Only if it's in song form.
Okay.
Okay. While you go and sort out the lyrics to that song, I'm just gonna wrap up this episode. What an episode it's been. I mean, it's been emotional. It's been quite scary at parts. I'm scared of this song. I'm scared of this song coming up. Big shout out to my patrons. You can join me on Patreon. You can add me on Instagram. Message me. I'll read it out. Someone said, mumblecore. That's my thing, mumblecore. I like that. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, here to play us out, this weird luxury man with a song about his virginity. Oh my God. Oh God.
She was wearing a pink dress, and I was wearing a pink short, and she came to me and complimented my triceps. She started touching my hands and chest. Later she asked me for a drink. I said, okay. Then we kissed in the moment. Then she slowly started touching my private parts. I surrendered myself. Then she tried to ride my dick. But it was the biggest that she'd ever seen. She was screaming. Hangover was over in one full stroke. Her eyes rolled up, and my eyes rolled up, and then she started screaming. She wasn't able to walk after 10 minutes of sex. I felt embarrassing and bad. Are you wet?
I think I am a little bit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.